NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now I'm here out in Powers Court in Enniskerry. I'm meeting all the winners of the EY Entrepreneur of the Year, and the international category has been won by Ivor Queely of the OK Group South Africa. Ivor, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I know you're a very humble man and you'll undersell this great business that you have, but I'm going to ask you, tell us a little bit about what you did. As I understand it, you took the Queely Group business here and you replicated the same model in South Africa many years ago. You've been out there for what, 20 odd years?
20 years now. So right. It's, South Africa is my family and mine adopted country. We went there in 2004. Initially to set up a meat business and kind of replicate what we do across Ireland and Europe, where we were doing retail packing of beef and pork and lamb, and retail packing exactly as you'd see it across all the European supermarkets.
Yeah.
But over the years then, we kind of evolved. We got into the cold storage, warehousing and logistics business. And today, and just replicating what we did already in Waterford and all other parts of Ireland and in England, we very quickly over the last 20 years expanded our cold storage and warehousing business, and today we're the largest cold store operator in South Africa. We diversified into the pet food business. We have two pet food factories. One is manufacturing dry pet food and the other one manufactures treats and snacks for pet food. And today we're the second largest manufacturer of pet food across South Africa.
Yeah. And when you went out to South Africa first 20-odd years ago, you know, did you ever think that you'd scale the business to the heights that you've brought it to now?
No, I think when we went to South Africa, there's a thing called blissful ignorance. You've no idea what lies ahead of you. And I recall in the first couple of months saying to my wife, I said, what have we done? Like, I mean, I've taken my wife and young family 10,000 kilometres to the other side of the world to start out a business, and it was just one challenge after another challenge. But eventually, you get through the challenges, yeah, and business starts to stabilise. And but I don't think I would have ever have envisaged where the journey was going to take us. Yeah. And now I feel we're only at the beginning of the journey.
Fantastic. Finally, your late father, and who sadly passed away not a long time ago, would be very proud to see young Ivor here today accepting this award.
My dad was just an incredible person. Not only was he my mentor, but what he achieved in his lifetime, he came from a very simple farming background and built up a huge business scattered across Ireland, England, Europe and America and Africa. And my dad had been my mentor. He allowed us to go out and fail and to be there to pick us up and dust us off and send us off again. But what my dad has managed to achieve, and it's not he's just his business acumen, it's the time that he had for so many people.
Yeah.
And just sitting down and talking to me, he's just left a fantastic legacy.
Well, fair play to you for remembering him today on this great day. Ivor Queely of the QK Group of South Africa, congratulations, well done, and enjoy your night.
Thank you.
I'm delighted to welcome to the programme the winners of the established category, John, Ruth and David Mackey. Well done, guys. This is a big win for Galway. Tell us a little bit, if you would, John, about the business.
Yeah, so Embryonics, 10 years old this year, family founded, so with my co-founders, but also my siblings, Ruth and David. The company's almost 100 strong, and we design and manufacture space lasers for next-generation satellite connectivity.
Wow, that sounds really futuristic. In terms of where did the idea come from? It just sounds so so out there.
Well, you have to go back to the early 2000s, and the first laser demonstrations were happening from satellites down to ground. We were part of a very important applied optics group in the university in Galway that had Science Foundation Ireland funding. I was a researcher there, so happened to be there at the time when this was happening, and we sort of started from there and built out our technology. It took, obviously, 2014 is when we set up, so there was a good few years for us to get established. This is definitely a deep tech situation where we were building technologies, and this is where actually David comes in, bringing adaptive optics, photonics, and optics technologies together to actually pioneer what is happening. So we had to be very future thinking about what would happen in the next sort of two decades in terms of satellite infrastructure and various things, and this is how we sort of formed the company at that point.
Yeah. And David, when you were growing up in Galway in the early days, did you ever think that the three of you would end up working in the same business today?
We might have had an inkling. Look, it was never planned out in any great detail, but we always knew, look, we get on extremely well. And look, it would naturally came about by Ruth's research. I ended up joining her doing the same research. But even more than the research, actually, it was John who came along and said, you know what, guys, with amazing vision, said, you know what, there's actual business here that we actually can make a go of it. And that, I think, has really been the actual glue that's really brought it all together.
Are there other siblings, or is it just the three?
If we had a few more, it would help a lot. But no, this is all of us, unfortunately. Yeah.
That's fantastic. So when we get back to you then, John, in terms of where the business goes next, this is a great award. It's a huge recognition for all your hard work over the years. So what next for the business? Because it sounds like you're on the cusp of something huge.
This is it, actually. So the company's been bootstrapped over the last 10 years. So we're now in a major scale-up phase. So we're building sort of first of its kind volume manufacturing of these photonics and optics technologies, deploying these in thousands of units across, hopefully, 60 to 100,000 satellites to be launched over really the next decade. And we intend our technology to be on board every single one of them.
Fantastic. And in terms of job creation and jobs in Galway, the employment, do you think you'll be offering, you'll be scaling up significantly, and there'll be lots of jobs offer?
Very significantly. This is really a whole new manufacturing capability that's being established now in the west of Ireland. We're really moving towards 100 off just the back of the R&D piece, and moving into hundreds towards maybe thousands of jobs.
Well, John, Ruth and David Mackey from Embryonics Limited, congratulations. Celebrate your success and enjoy every second of it.
Thank you, Bobby.
Now, I'm delighted to welcome the winners, the overall winners of the EY Entrepreneur of the Year for 2024, Orla Ryan and Sharon Cunningham from Shorla Oncology. Ladies, congratulations and well done to you both.
Thank you very much, Bobby.
Now, we might start with you, Orla. Yep. What does this award mean to you, to your family, to your friends, to all your hard work? Tell us what it means to you.
It's an absolute validation for us. You know, I think the theme was trailblazers. A trailblazer doesn't start when you start up the company. It's the support you get, like you say, Bobby, from your family, from your friends, as you take on these enormous leaps and go out and start a very ambitious company. It means so much to all of them. It is for all of them and to our team. You know, we would not be standing here. We would not be achieving the milestones we've achieved without the team that show up every day and go above and beyond for us.
Sharon, remind us what the business does. I know you're in the oncology business. You take drugs, you modify them, and you resell them again. But that's a layman's version of it. But maybe just describe to our listeners the type of business that you actually work in.
Sure. So essentially, Shorla Oncology develop and commercialise oncology drugs. We do that by taking existing drugs, doing something different or novel to make them better in some way, re-registering them with the FDA, which is the regulator in the US, and bringing them to market. Right now, we are commercial in the US, but we have global ambition.
Wow, okay. And how did you get together in terms of how did the business relationship start? I know one of you is in finance and the other one's in science.
Yes, so Orla and I worked together at Airgen Pharma in Waterford for 7 or 8 years. prior to founding Shorla. I was leading finance and Orla was leading regulatory affairs. And really that complementary skill set that we had, we were like-minded individuals, very motivated to do something meaningful and, you know, create major change in the world. And here we are on this journey together, and it's a privilege and an honour to do what we do.
Yeah. And Orla, when you think back to those early days, when you were both working together in Airgen, did you ever think that you'd have a day like today, you know, where you're being applauded as entrepreneurs, world-class entrepreneurs, by your peers, by your colleagues?
I would say we definitely aspired to it, Bobby. We are very ambitious and motivated. We came from an Indigenous startup Irish company that had that culture, that had that infectious anything is possible, you know, culture. And you know, we were very familiar with the Entrepreneur of the Year programme because the founders were EOY alumni, and it was always an ambition of ours. And here we stand today. Lots done, more to do.
Well, it's a great night for you both, a great night for your families. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Enjoy the success.
Thanks,
and we wish you well.
Thank you very much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.